Namaste, my name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, why do people over 60 avoid others? When we get older, we want and need more time for ourselves and to reflect on ourselves. When we are young, we need to interact with many people, to experience something new, to exchange our opinions, experience with others. You agree, to get friends, to partying, to get group experience, to be together with same-minded people, not to be alone and isolated, to laugh. After we have all this experience, we want more time for ourselves and not to be distracted. Having many friends means that we lose our energy for maintaining friendship and to contact regularly our friends. How to make that when you have your own family? Time is limited. At 65, I found out that stepping back from relationships that don't give me a lot, it is about protecting my peace, valuing my time, and focus on what truly matters. Honestly, also, okay, I'm 66 years old. Most of my friends are demons. It doesn't make sense for me to be with them together anymore. Not 100% demands, but you say something and they have forgotten it totally after 5 minutes and so on. It's fruitless discussions for what? So the older you become, so more precious becomes your time. Your time becomes limited. So I want to make all the things I didn't have done before. And this was last year, the Kailash tour. Relationships are changing and solitude has become a source of joy rather than loneliness. Times feel more precious than ever. Time is no longer infinitive. When we were younger, we thought we had all the time in the world. We wasted time on meaningless conversations, relationships that didn't fulfill us, or meaningless obligations. All this obligation you can skip. I didn't care for the obligation. I wore all the time shabby old clothes and I don't care. And I have my young car and so on. Old cars, I don't care what other people think from me. Get rid of this idea. Don't care what other people think of you. An obligation, then I have to go to this wedding, to this wedding, or when somebody is died already, for what I should go there. I don't care. And now every moment feels like a gift. This shift doesn't come from fear, but from wisdom. Time is the foundation of how I choose to live my life. Every moment becomes more important. A good conversation feels deeper, fulfilling. Moments of silence feel good. Don't waste time on meaningless conversations. This combination, is this worth my energy and time? When not, go. Does it bring me joy? Is it in alignment with my values? When not, go. We want meaningful conversations where we can express ourselves fully, so can do the other. No waste of our time. Let go of what never serves you. Focus on what matters. Time is what you do with that. If you value time, you shift your life. The thing is, I don't want to speak, I don't want a life without problems. Problems are good. Because this gives us something. If we have no problems, we die. I don't want this total harmony. No? Okay, but I don't want to waste time in any case. I want to do my things. Okay, relationships change and so do we. Most relationships are not for your entire life. Some relationships nurture you while others deplete you. Apply the 80-20 rule. This means you get with 20% of your efforts, 80% of your results. So let go of the 80% that doesn't give you the fulfillment. We got hurt by people that we trusted, disappointed by those I relied on, distanced from family members whose part is in a different direction from my part. People change, so you do, and let go of what doesn't fit anymore. Everything is changing, and after 30 years you are together with the same guy, does he have the same ideas like you? The same attitude he had before? Does his attitude serve you? Do they listen to you as much as they speak to you? Reduce your friends to people that matter for you, and don't regret the friends that you separate from. Value your time. Don't hold on to friends, family members out of guilt or obligation. Trust is what we should give when it is deserved, instead of risking failures or cheating. Walk away from toxic relationships and trust that this is okay. Check the person again and again and build up so trust. Trust is also to trust your intuition. Simplicity. Today, relationships are feeling unnatural through social media. Nobody has time to text when speaking, even after intercourse, during direct social media, instead of being physical together without distraction from social media. Today, that is rare. The results are isolation. People feel isolated. Slow down and focus on the things that you do without rushing. And say totally now, when a friend is doing social media, when he's talking to you, say no to it. If you don't have time, then you go. You spend your full time and the other guy is distracted through social media? Just go. Don't waste your time. Solitude isn't loneliness. Solitude and loneliness are two entirely different things. Loneliness is an urge, an emotion that comes from longing for connection. Solitude is a choice, a space for peace, reflection, and renewal to look inward, to accept the situation you are in, your thoughts and emotion, to learn from mistakes instead of beating yourself up, find gratitude for the things that you got. You see, I went with a group to Kailash. And we were all the time together. And it totally fit what was fitting to me. You don't say no to this, huh? Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.